Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Oh, man. So we're doing it a little differently today. We're in a different room, and we're sharing a microphone. I've never been this... Okay, that's a lie. I've been very close to Sarah many times, and this is actually very, very nice.
Oh, is it? Is it bringing you back good memories?
You smell good.
Not really, but thanks.
I mean...
I probably still reek of booze. Let's get real.
From last week.
Oh, my goodness, you guys.
We do have to recap your weekend, read a couple of messages and all that jazz. So let me find the messages because we are doing this like last minute. This is the last week we have. This is going to be the last episode of 2018.
Which is crazy,
guys. And we did pretty long episodes the last couple. And so this one's going to be itty bitty short, more of a recap of what's been going on and your messages as well.
Yeah, and what's to come.
Do you have our contact info?
No, but I'm finding it.
All right, well, you do that. And I will continue. I'll read the messages. Last week we were talking about like what 90s sitcoms we still love, like Friends and stuff. We got a message that says, I love Boy Meets World and Smart Guy as far as 90s sitcoms. I did love Boy Meets World.
Oh, I did too. Topanga. Dude, people said I used to look like Topanga all the time.
I think it's the lips.
Probably,
the lips.
And we're really pasty and kind of the hair color.
I feel like she's always had like a tanner kind of...
A tanner complexion like, than my
She's like
whiteness.
An olive-y white girl, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I can see that. Right. I loved Smart Guy, too. I loved that little
guy. I never saw that one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was such a little intelligent
jerk. Is that the one with like the two sisters or the older brother?
The older brother, the older sister, yeah, and they live with the dad.
Yeah.
And there's not a mom.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I do remember.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Do you have the contact info?
I do. We have a Facebook at The Broad-Cast, Twitter and Instagram at The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
We did get another text message from Michael, the musical trucker. He was wearing the llama sweater.
Oh, Michael,
at
yes.
Live Day. He says, hey, ladies, I'm so glad I got to meet you two at Live Day, and I had so much fun. Now I just need someone to... find somebody to go with me to see the Miles Kennedy this Sunday night. Have a great day.
This Sunday, like this Sunday?
I think so.
Oh.
And this is, he was also the one who texted in asking for advice about, you know, taking the gal out for getting her nails done and everything. And it turned out it was not an actual date.
Yes. I bet if you could easily find one of those quote unquote dates again to go with you if you wanted.
Why not?
Right?
And we did get a message from Marty and Yelm.
Marty!
It's quite a long one. Actually, it is. Wait.
Is there many parts?
Yes, there's many parts to it. It says, good luck and congrats, Vicky, on the house, which I have news about. I also was looking for security for my house, and I am big and smart shopping. I looked at a lot of them and ended up with the Ring. I got the Ring 2 with doorbell for $150 on Black Friday, which was normally $199, plus the doorbell. It's a free one-year subscription and $10 a month after that. And you can answer your doorbell with voice and all video and save it in the cloud. I can see true 180 degrees from next door neighbor's driveway to the other side neighbor. And it was the best subscription, best perks, and video is amazing at 1080. And you can also have a live view. All of this is right on the unlimited hardware subscription. Happy, again, birthday, Sarah. Saw all the pics from the party, and it looked like an all-star KISW party. You ladies have a merry holidays and happy new year. P.S. I'm still looking for my New Year's kiss. Wink, wink. Marty and Yelm.
Wink, wink. Oh, it was. It was all around a good, great birthday. And a bunch of the rock rolls showed up. So it was KISW. Filled.
Isn't that like badass to say like, oh yes, I had rock girls at my birthday party?
Oh, it's no big deal. Yeah, and a bunch of them are so freaking cool. So it was awesome that they actually showed up and we turned up. And the whole home security, that's a really good deal because I don't remember if I said this, but my boyfriend's car got broken into, I guess. And all
Where
of
at?
His... I'm at, right outside my house.
What?
He was parked in my driveway. Yes. And his dumbass, yes, did leave it unlocked, but someone stole all of his stuff when we were sleeping.
What was in his car?
He had his gym bag, he had his work bag, so all of that. And then he keeps his like medication. So all of that was taken, which is really smart because whoever stole that can probably make some money off of it.
Was it ADD medication?
Yeah.
Yep.
So... sucks. So I would suggest out there to get home security for sure.
First step is lock your freaking door.
Oh, I know.
I know it's Mercer Island, but I feel like that make it a target too.
Well, it's crazy because we normally don't have any problems on the island and people think, oh, it's a safe neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't matter. Like there are still sketchy ass people no matter where you are. So I lock my car no matter where I am. But it is really scary and kind of creepy to think that he was parked literally in our driveway.
Yeah.
And we were in the house and like someone just
a couple hundred feet away.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just makes you feel violated.
I know. I mean, ever since then, I'm like, double, triple checking if the doors are locked. Like,
is your dad going to get a home security system now?
Oh, probably. Yeah, he keeps now like lights on at all times to make sure. It's sketchy. It's cruel. Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
And I will end up getting a home security system when I get a house. However, I decided to pull out of this house mostly because there was a lot more things wrong with it, and the homeowners did not want to fix all of them.
Which is sketchy.
Yeah, it was some. They're like, oh, we'll give you this much money in credit. I'm like, that's not going to cover it. I don't know anything about this sort of construction or any of that, but I know that's not going to cover it.
Did the house inspector and your real estate agent kind of like push you in this direction?
No. Like, my real estate agent's like, what would you like to do? Yeah. And my dad was the one that kind of, he's like, look, like, I know how all this kind of works. I don't feel confident. My dad not being confident made me not confident. And when I told my real estate agent I didn't want to proceed, he said, I'm kind of glad you said that. I didn't want to push you there, but I'm glad you said that.
Well, that's good, because you don't want to buy a house and then it become like a money pit.
Right, exactly. Especially if it's supposed to be an investment in general and, I'm got to do it on the cheap, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep looking, especially now.
Have you seen any others you like or interested in or anything?
Not right now.
No.
Like, all the other ones were when I was already set on this house.
Yeah.
And they're all gone. So, I mean, I know more houses pop up every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just keep looking.
Are you going to check to see like how much longer it takes for this house to get off the market?
Yeah.
I would be so curious to
see. Like, come on.
Like next year it's like still on. And
you know. No, I feel like they're going to take it off and then maybe do some work and hope somebody comes by with a really crappy inspector and they sell it. But yeah, so wish me luck on that. And then we will, this is, like I said, our last podcast of the year.
Ah!
I know, right?
Yeah.
But we will definitely be seeing you guys next year. We'll have a lot more fun stuff.
Yeah, wait, really quick. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Do you
have to think about it for like 2 weeks?
Yeah, like,
you have 2 weeks to decide.
I don't know, like, I need to
find a house.
Yeah, get the house. That's a fun one. Like, how about that? Get a house and decorate it. And like, I have a lot of mini projects that I want to do. Like, my mom's giving me this really beautiful like china cabinet.
Ooh.
But it's very old. I'm guessing it's at least 80 years old.
Is it going to be for your house?
Yes. Because my mom's just going to get rid of it because her aunt had it for many years and then another person had it for many years. So I'm going to take the legs off, put new legs in because it's a little unsturdy.
Yeah.
Sand it all, paint it. I already have the paint idea colors. I'll have to show you because if I explain it, it sounds really ugly.
It's like it sounds blue gorgeous. And gold. Oh, yeah.
No. I'll show you the picture because it looks really freaking awesome. It's like gold flake on it. It kind of looks like it's kind of taking over the blue. It's really cool. So I'm just getting all my projects done. I want to like refinish my table.
Well, and that'll all be perfect for your new home that you'll have.
Right.
And make it feel so homey.
Yes. I'm so excited. But thank you guys for joining us this year. It's been a lot of fun. We've learned a lot. We hope that you guys have enjoyed being with us.
And yes, and text us and leave us voicemails of your drunken, crazy adventures over the break.
We'll play them all come the new year.
Yeah!
We'll hopefully do an extra long podcast and see what happens.
Yeah, buddy.
Love you guys.
Love
Bye.
You. Bye.
Merry Christmas.